Hooper Bay, Alaska. It's not the first remote place we went with the outreach teams of Native young people that we go with, but it's a tough one. Each Summer of Hope, it's our privilege to take these teams of Indian and Native Alaskan spiritual warriors to the reservations and the villages where America's most devastated young people live and die too young. The suicide rate among young Native Americans is something like 3 to 4 times out of the rest of America's young, and in some places in Alaska, it's 20 times greater. Hooper Bay, Alaska, one of the hardest places in this country to grow up. We had to take our team there. But getting there, the first time, that was a real adventure. My wife was on the first plane into this village. It's 400 miles from the nearest road. Sitting in the co-pilot's seat, she should have had a great view as they approached over the Bering Sea, but there was no view. It was like zero visibility. But those missionary pilots, they're amazing. My wife watched him with his flight plan on his knee, constantly comparing it to the readings on his instruments. Looking out the window sure wasn't going to help with this flight. I'll tell you, no, that ain't going to help you find the landing strip. Ultimately, they were so close to the ocean, their propellers were whipping up the ocean around them. A Native Alaskan in the back just kept praying over and over, "Oh, Jesus, Jesus, help us." Suddenly, right below my wife's window, she saw the landing strip, and they landed right where they were supposed to land. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about how to know where you're going when you can't see a thing. Maybe that's how you feel right now, like about the flight of your life. You're flying blind. There's no clear path ahead. Visibility, close to zero, and it's scary. It'd be easy to make a big mistake right now, and you can't afford one. I'm happy to report there is a flight plan laid out by the God who says in the Bible, "I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." You don't want to miss that. But your feelings are all over the map. Your circumstances are up for grabs. And you could crash if you don't know where you're supposed to go. Take a lesson from the pilot in the fog over that Native Alaskan village. He knew he couldn't trust his feelings. He couldn't trust his surroundings. He could trust only one thing, what his instruments were saying. He kept checking his course by the unfailing accuracy of the one thing that was not affected by the environment, his instruments. See, for you, that's the Bible, the unchanging Word of God. Here's his promise in Psalm 119:105, our word for today from the Word of God. His word is, quote, "a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." And that psalm says, "Your word, O Lord, stands firm in the heavens. It won't change if the earth melts away." And you're going to make it if you risk everything, if you base everything on what God's word, his unchanging, eternal word, says to you each new day, no matter what your feelings are saying, no matter what your surroundings are saying to you. Through his forever trustworthy words, God will keep his promise for the days when you can't see where you're going. You can stake everything on this promise, Isaiah 42:16. You're going to love this. "I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them." That, my brother and my sister, is all you need to know to land exactly where you're supposed to land.
Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is all about rescue. Please continue to pray for Ron and the RHM team as we seek to rescue the dying and mobilize the rescuers. To find out more, visit our website, hutchcraft.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.